Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, and bring up whatever's on your mind. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All of the features. Hey, board up. You got some audio running there in the background. All of the features at freetalklive.com are completely free, so be sure you enjoy them. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month in order to get access to their features. We give them all away. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and that's freetalklive.com. All right, so getting started here with some stories about some cases where there might have been a bit of an overreaction. Just a little bit of an overreaction. Like, for instance, a guy that was sentenced to 55 years for selling marijuana. That kind of case.
Seems like a lot.
Former U.S. attorneys, according to the Salt Lake Tribune, have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to hear the appeal of a Utah man sentenced to serve 55 years in prison for selling pot, a sentence decried by a judge who said the law forced his hand. The 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver in January rejected an argument that the sentence handed down to record producer Weldon Angelos was cruel and unusual punishment that was disproportionate to his crime. So they considered this absolutely usual and typical and uncruel. But a friend of the court brief filed with the U.S. Supreme Court Friday by about 145 people, including former U.S. attorneys general, some federal judges, former high-ranking U.S. Department of Justice officials, urges the high court to take the case. Angelos, 26, the founder of Extravagant Records, was accused of selling 8 ounces of marijuana to a police informant 3 times in May and June of 2002. At one sale, he had a gun strapped to his ankle, according to court records. At the other drug buys, there were firearms in the vicinity. A federal grand jury originally indicted him in November of 2002 on 1 gun possession count, 3 counts of marijuana distribution, and 2 lesser charges after he rejected the plea bargain that would have sent him to prison for 16 years. Authorities then obtained a new indictment with 20 charges. So they went out after he said, no, I'm going to go ahead and fight this.
Yeah, he wanted to take it to trial like it's his right by the Constitution. As a matter of fact, the Constitution doesn't say anything about plea bargaining. I'd say plea bargaining hurts the American judicial system and American people.
Why do you say that?
Well, because people that are actually committing crimes out there, the ones that are guilty, they're not going to trial. They're pleading out and getting lighter sentences.
Right.
I mean, if somebody does it, don't you want them to get the longest sentence possible? Don't you want them to be tried in front of a jury of their peers?
Yeah, especially if they're committing murder or something like that. Sure.
Right.
But in this case, there was no murder. The gun wasn't used. It was just there at the scene of the crime, and that apparently makes selling marijuana a much more punishable offense for some reason. I'm not sure why that is. It's just another way for them to punish drug dealers, basically.
Yeah, I mean, it seems strange to me, but if you know, the armed drug dealing charge, I don't know. I mean, drug dealing's a crime. I don't think it should be, but it is. But it's to carry a gun is your Second Amendment right. It should be. It's not in most states.
Well, they're not saying you can't carry a gun, just that if you get caught with a gun and marijuana, then you're going to jail for 55 years.
But I don't think it should have anything to do with it.
No, I agree with you. When Angelos asked to reopen negotiations, prosecutors said, too late. In December 2001, a jury convicted him of 16 of the 20 counts. The U.S. District Judge reluctantly sentenced Angelos to a mandatory 55 years in prison, 5 years for the first gun possession conviction, and 25 years each for the next 2 to be served one after the other. For 13 drug and money laundering counts, the judge imposed 1 additional day behind bars. Cassell said the prison term was, quote, unjust and cruel, and even irrational. So the judge himself saying that this is unjust and cruel, but yet he's also saying, I'm sorry, I have to do this because I'm a victim of these mandatory sentencing laws, and as a judge, I no longer have the ability to mete out punishments according to what I feel is correct.
Right. The legislators have tied the hands of judges in a lot of cases, and they have to come up with They have to do what the legislators say.
Right. Why don't we just replace judges with a robot instead? I mean, if they're not really doing anything that requires human emotions or human rationale or anything like that anymore, let's just put robot judges. We'll put a little black robe on a robot thing with some glowing red eyes up on the front of the... I mean, really, how would that be any different? They have to follow a set specified guidelines. There's mandatory minimum sentencing, and they can't go lower than that. I think RoboJudge would do just a fine job in comparison. So did defense attorneys who appealed and gained the support of many in the legal field who said the sentence was excessive. However, the U.S. Attorney's Office stuck to its contention that Angelos is the kind of offender Congress had in mind when it enacted tough penalties for criminals who carry a firearm while committing a felony. Oh, yeah, he's just the kind of offender Congress had in mind. Let's see, he's the founder of a records company. Clearly, extravagant records. Clearly, this man is a vicious, vicious, violent criminal. What? He was just selling a half a pound of pot. 8 ounces of marijuana. That's all that was going on here. There's nothing violent about that trade. He just was probably had the gun there for insurance purposes. And
he may very well carry a gun on a regular basis. I mean, it may be his practice to carry a gun. Many people do that.
He may very well. But now he's got 55 years in prison, and hopefully the case will go to the Supreme Court. Maybe it'll go in his favor, but I wouldn't count on it. Now, he's not the only story with an excessive penalty or excessive potential penalty. According to, let's see, the AFP, a couple's ill-concealed sexual play aboard a Southwest Airlines flight from Los Angeles got them charged with violating the Patriot Act.
What?
Intended for terrorist acts and could land them in jail for 20 years. According to their indictment, Carl Persing and Dawn Sewell were allegedly snuggling and kissing inappropriately and, quote, making other passengers uncomfortable when a flight attendant asked them to stop. Now, Mr. Persing was observed nuzzling or kissing Sewell on the neck and with his face pressed against Sewell's vaginal area. During these actions, Sewell was observed smiling, reads the indictment by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. On a second warning from the flight attendant, Persing snapped back, threatening the flight attendant with serious consequences if he didn't leave them alone. That comment was enough to have the couple, both in their early 40s, arrested when the plane reached its destination in Raleigh and charged with obstructing a flight attendant and with criminal association.
What is criminal association?
I don't know. You'll have to look it up. It sounds bad, though, doesn't it? Now, it doesn't seem like these were the most tactful of individuals.
I got to say that that's about the dumbest thing I've heard anybody do this week.
They were probably downright rude from the way it sounds. But, of course, their side of the story, Persing's lawyer says his client was not feeling well when he placed his head upon his companion's lap and that he only threatened the flight attendant with reporting him to his superiors upon landing. So, again, both two sides of this story here. But either way, as rude as they may have been, and let's presume they were very, very rude and not concerned with what the other passengers thought, didn't want to listen to the flight attendant's suggestions, in which case, do we really need to bring the Patriot Act into this?
Well,
is this a terrorist event?
When you threaten things like serious consequences, you're basically making a physical threat against them.
I don't know about that. I don't think so. Serious consequences could mean I'm going to your superiors and telling on you.
It's when you leave it open-ended like that, people think the worst. And that's human nature. It's common. If I say, I'm threatening you with serious consequences, Ian, if you disagree with me one more time.
Depends. That could mean you're going to get up and walk out of the room. I mean, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I think you're... I
would have said,
they made a very stupid mistake.
I understand, but that does it deserve 20 years in jail?
I don't think it deserves 20
years.
Does
it deserve a terrorism charge? I mean, terroristic nuzzling?
It's not the nuzzling that they're going to jail for.
Well, that's
what
started it all.
It's an open-ended threat.
Serious consequences. If you heard somebody say serious consequences and you were on an airplane, what would you do? What would you think that would mean? Now, if I were the flight attendant, I think I would say, oh, what do you mean by that, sir? And then he can say, well, I've got a bomb in my bag. I've got a gun.
The flight attendant isn't a cop. It's not his job to figure out what the danger is. Mm-hmm. It's his job to report people that appear to be a danger to the plane. Now, I think that they should, in charging these people...
He didn't threaten the plane. He threatened the flight attendant.
How are you going to... What's going to happen here? What's going to happen? Serious consequences.
Right.
That's a stupid, stupid threat. He made it.
They have been placed under legal surveillance until their trial on February 5th. If found guilty, they could be sent to jail for up to 20 years each. 1-800-259-9231. Do you think that's a bit of an overreaction? I mean, I can't imagine that anybody would disagree with us that the 55 years for selling marijuana is an overreaction. I can't imagine anyone would think that. But in the case of the plane, I'm sure there's some people with some differing opinions out there. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Coming up, Condo Association Nazis. Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the Saturday edition. We're here live. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, and it is the Packet8.net toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. So if you missed a moment of the show over the past 6 days, because we do it 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, if you've missed a little bit, you want to go and grab it up at the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. In fact, if you've missed a lot, you can go all the way back as far as a year. That's right. We give away an entire year's worth of shows free at freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Come and hear a speech by John Stossel, entitled Enemies of Liberty. The three-day event is starting on February 23rd. Early bird discount ends on Thanksgiving, so register now. at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum as we go to, well, maybe your local neighborhood. What's happening, Mark?
Well, it looks like condo associations could just go ahead and do whatever the heck they want these days. A couple smoking at a home has been snuffed. Golden, Colorado. A golden couple can't smoke in the townhouse that they own after a judge ruled last week that their condominium association can prohibit smoking in their four-unit building. This is my home, and I worked for it, says Colleen Swabs. Wednesday, I can't relax and have a cigarette in my own home. If I do, I get fined. Swab and her husband, Richard, who are both smokers, filed suit in March after the Heritage Hills No. 1 Condominium Owners Association amended its bylaws. Now, get this. They bought the place, and then they amended their bylaws to ban smoking.
Right.
A judge recently ruled against them. The association was responding to complaints from Swab's next-door neighbor, Penny Boyd, about smoke odors seeping into her unit.
Ooh.
Despite caulking and filters. Insulation, painting, and ventilation adjustments, the smoke smell continued to bother Boyd, according to court documents.
Wow, it sounds like they went through quite a few steps there.
Yeah, it sounds like they were trying to help Ms. Boyd out, but apparently not. We argued that the Homeowners Association was not being responsible in restricting smoking in their own unit, nowhere on the premises, not in the parking lot or on the patio, said Colleen Swab said. Others, owners of the other three units who approved the ban were recognizing the dangers of secondhand smoke and its obnoxious odor and were making their community safer for everybody, said their attorney, Brian Martin. Now, we've gone over this secondhand smoke issue and the whole EPA's lying about it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they had something that came out in the 80s. It was a report that came out in the 80s where they took essentially every case of lung cancer in the United States attributed it to secondhand that wasn't
directly attributable to cigarette smoking.
Right, and they attributed it to secondhand cigarette smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Because people come in, those people all came in contact at one point or another with somebody who was smoking a cigarette.
Likely, yes.
So they just decided that that's the way it was. Now, the EPA, it's no shortage of messed up reports that they've put out.
Well, they're a government bureaucracy.
Really awful stuff. And for some reason, this one stuck.
Well,
people believe this.
Well, the reason is because they're the EPA, and people worship government agencies. They believe that if it's the government, then it must be true. And if it's the EPA, then they must be concerned about the environment and safety. And so, therefore, why would they lie to people? Why would they be less than intellectually honest?
Well, why would people just so, just swallow this hook, line, and sinker? Now, let's look for a second at Camel Cigarettes, Lucky Strikes, Pall Malls.
Yeah.
All of these cigarettes are unfiltered.
Okay.
Completely unfiltered. That's unfiltered smoke going into the lung directly of the person smoking. They're going to live 65, 70 years old, and they're going to die early, earlier than they would have from smoking. Are you telling me that just smelling or breathing in a little bit of smoke that didn't go through a filter, somehow this magical cotton filter is going to make it all better, that little bit of smoke is somehow going to end your life 1 or 2 days early?
Seems unbelievable to me.
I can't imagine. Unless you had a really, really bad degenerative lung condition already.
Well, now, wasn't it George Burns that lived to 100 years old smoking cigars for his entire life?
Cigars are a little different. Probably Mr. Burns did not inhale his cigars.
Yeah, but did he get mouth cancer?
He did not, and many people
right, there are a lot
smoke
of,
and die from different stuff.
Right, there are a lot of examples of first-hand smokers who smoke their entire lives and don't die. I'm not recommending you do that. I agree, it's probably detrimental to you. But if you've got first-hand smokers that aren't getting lung cancer, the idea that there are so many people dying from secondhand smoke seems to me to be absolutely ludicrous. And as has been pointed out, Penn and Teller's BS, great television show, they did a wonderful job addressing this issue, the secondhand smoke claims, because that's really all they are, is just claims that people die as a result of it. And either way, let's go back to the situation in this condo association. You've got a woman who lives in a different unit. There's a wall between them. There was caulking going on, filtering going on. With all of that, she was just bothered by the fact that she might have detected a hint of odor of smoke in the air, and she's apparently a completely intolerant woman. I would use a different word if we weren't on the radio. But she's a totally intolerant woman who I guess she's got some friends on the condo association. She went to them, and they passed the new regulation. And now these people can't smoke in their own condo. I mean, are they allowed to smoke on the back porch?
No, nowhere. They're not allowed to smoke anywhere.
Is it just them or everyone in the entire condo association?
I believe that it's just them, but because they live in a four-unit complex, the other three units said, yes, we think it's a bother. So
that's it? There wasn't more? There isn't a larger complex? This is an awfully small association.
Well, this is the building. There may very well be different units. And
so
at this point, with this ruling, homeowners associations can do whatever they want now.
They have been able to pretty much do whatever they want.
Well,
right?
What's sticky about this is they moved in, they bought the place,
right,
and there wasn't a rule against smoking. Now,
yeah, was there an open ability for them to create new rules? Yes.
Yes.
And if there's an open ability for them to create new rules, that means if you offend the people on the Homeowners Association, they're going to make rules against you to make your life a living hell.
I don't think that people reasonably would expect that to happen, would expect this to happen.
Well, it's obvious they don't have much experience in condo associations. The parents of my former girlfriend moved into a deed-restricted area with one of these associations. They got a dog. And apparently dogs above a certain poundage requirement are not allowed. Now, this dog was a puppy at the time that they bought it, but odds are good that over time it was going to exceed the pound restriction, you know, that particular restriction.
Sure.
And they tried to get an exemption. You know, they tried to go through the process, and these people are just so intolerant. These neighborhood Nazis that are in charge of these condo and neighborhood associations, they can't imagine bending their rules to allow some people to have an animal
I think in your circumstance, they probably had the rule in the beginning.
They did, but I'm pointing out that even if they didn't have the rule, this has been known to happen. If you tick off the people on the condo association and they don't like your dog in particular, or they don't like the color of your house, they may just change the rules on you in order to make you so angry, either to make you comply and continue to jump through the hoops that they put up, so you can keep staying in their wonderful neighborhood, or to make you angry enough to where you'll sell your house and leave, which is what they did.
Well, and this is what, right now, in this kind of depressed housing market that we currently have going, I mean, things aren't that great for homeowners right now.
No, exactly.
And, I don't know how long these people have been in their house, but they may very well not even be able to, it may cost them tens of thousands of dollars to move out.
Yeah. It's just amazing. And the judge backed him up. I mean, this is a legal case now. And the judge said, yep,
precedent.
You can bar smoking from anybody even after the fact, even after they've signed the agreement.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad. Now, I want to know from you if you have actually had any encounters with these neighborhood Nazis, with these condo associations that have just run amok out of control with their power. 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MediCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A Tornado under your hood. A Tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with Tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a Tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you, 1-800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind in the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number, 800-259-9231. What are some of the most absurd homeowners association, condo association rules that you have ever come across? That's what I'm curious about. Have you encountered a situation like the Suaves in Denver? I believe it's the Denver area. Is that
Golden.
Right? Golden, Colorado. They have had a judge rule that they can, the homeowners association can prevent the couple from smoking in their own home. And this means that they now have to, and you told me during the break, they now have to smoke 15 feet away from the entry to the entrance to their house.
Right. They can go out to the sidewalk, they can hop in the car and drive around the block, or they can go across the street to a friend's house.
Wow. It almost sounds like they're teenagers being, you know, banished from their parents' purview, and they have to sort of sneak around so they can smoke their cigarettes at their leisure. Look, this is Colorado. I mean, this isn't South Florida. When it gets cold up there, it's going to be snowing out when they go to smoke their cigarettes.
Mm.
This is not. This is certainly a very unfair ruling. As you pointed out, Mark, it happened after the fact, after they had purchased this townhouse, which unfortunately for them is connected to another townhouse, or two or three.
Well, yeah,
and
three.
And it's making the other residents angry, the fact that they can detect the slightest hint of an odor of cigarette smoke coming from the next unit. So they went to the Homeowners Association, complained about it, and now they've got a judge backing up the ruling that says, sorry, you can no longer smoke in the home that you own.
The judge says smoke smell constitutes just the smell. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant, according to them, that it might be dangerous. It's just the smell constitutes a nuisance under condo declarations. She noted no nuisance shall be allowed, which is a source of annoyance to residences.
Well, there you go. You know what? This is what you get. I find myself having a tough time. While I can empathize with these people, I find myself having a tough time feeling really terrible for them. Look, you joined a condominium association. You should have known in advance. You were presented with the rules. You should have known in advance that this is an organization that its sole purpose is to control the property of people that is within their purview, of people in the association, meaning that you don't actually own all aspects of your property. If the association says it, it goes, unless there's some sort of specific prohibition in the association rules that says anything, any new rules created from here point on cannot violate any of the old set of rules. I mean, there could have been maybe something written in there, but then again, I would see that as unlikely because the condo associations attract power mongers, people that would love to be in government, for instance, but they're starting small at their condo association, attract people that want to create more rules. And so why on earth would they ever put a provision in there that locks out any new rules? They could use the excuse of saying, well, we need to have the ability to create new rules in case new nuisances come up, in case new issues come up that arise and we need to handle these things. So I can't imagine there would be a condo association with just a locked down set of rules that will never change. If you join a condo association and then you're shocked when they change the rules because they don't like you for whatever reason, that's what you get.
You know, I've got to say, though, a lot of people want to be in condos for reasons.
Okay.
They don't want to take care of their lawn. They want the bushes taken care of, and they want them to look good. They want to not have to worry about things like roofs and stuff like that. Some people, like, for instance, if you live in New York City, how are you going to live anywhere that doesn't essentially have a condo association or some kind of
building?
Don't
live in New York City.
Well, yeah, I mean, and your little rules might be great for you, but they don't work for everybody. They don't work for the 7 million people that live in New York.
If you want to live in New York City, obviously you've got a compromise to make. You know, if you want property rights, don't live in New York City. You should know better than that. I mean, the rules and regulations of the government in New York City are oppressive enough, let alone to have a condo association rules on a set of rules on top of that. So if you're concerned about the right to do as you please on your property, then you really should get a single-family home located on its own piece of property somewhere and forget about living in a condo association.
Well, I think that's good advice in a lot of ways. A lot of condos are like these villas, and so they're essentially
right.
houses that are attached to each other and share a roof. But they're not really... they're not these big buildings.
Not a high-rise.
Yeah, a high-rise would... That makes some sense to me. I can kind of understand. But
right. I figure in this townhouse, we're talking about two on top, two on the bottom.
Yeah,
four-unit townhouse.
Could very well be.
Right.
I don't know. It makes sense, though. That way, all the entrances could be on the same side. But in these sorts of circumstances, you could very easily pay a gardener or a lawn maintenance person for about what your homeowners association is.
Oh, yeah.
And that you don't have to worry about all this communal roof stuff because, believe me, if you've got to replace the roof on the unit, somebody's got to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to come out either out of the pooled money that's already there, pooled money that's going to be in the future, which means that everybody's going to have to pay now because the roofing guy's not going to wait for the future.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll just raise the condo association fees. I've seen this happen in places where it's gone from $60 to like $260
per year? Per month?
Per month.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. The cheapest condo association fees I've ever seen are in the $60, $75 range, which...
$200 a month?
Oh, my God. That's cheap in Sarasota, Florida, where we're from. That's cheap. But, $60 a month, are you telling me you can't hire somebody to take care of your grass at $60 a month?
You could for $100.
Well, you can for $60.
Yeah.
Believe me. You can.
If you're just talking about cutting the grass, sure.
And, bushes, they'll toss that in at $75.
And then you can hire somebody you like. Or hire some kids from down the street.
Yeah, that doesn't work that great.
No,
I've tried that very hard.
But you could. It's possible there might be a kid with some responsibility that might be able to handle that job. Anyway, I'm just all for total property ownership and being able to set the rules on your own property. But if what you want is these little perks of the condo association, like the pool and the other things that you get, the weight room... Then you pay the price. You pay the price in that you can be ruled by these neighborhood Nazis, for lack of a better term. I mean, look, I still want to hear from you at 800-259-9231, the Packet A toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. If you've got examples of some of the most absurd condo association / neighborhood association rules that you've ever encountered, I remember there was one, the Meadows, I believe it is, where we come from, Mark, where it's one of those gated communities, and actually, no, it's not gated. It's just big and rich. And you go in there, you cannot drive a truck in that neighborhood after a certain time of night.
Trucks are too noisy? Pickup trucks?
Pickup trucks. You can't drive anything that resembles a truck. You cannot park, if you have a truck, you cannot park it outside of your house after a certain time of night.
You have to have it in the garage.
Right. Let's see. There's sometimes, in some cases, there are restrictions on the height of the bushes in your front yard. Restrictions on, you know, you cannot allow them to grow a certain height. Same with your grass, obviously.
Well, that happened at my in my homeowners association. It's not a homeowners association because the area had outlived its homeowners association. Mm-hmm. It had a sunset period, so the county had picked it up as a zoning area.
I see.
And one of the rules was you couldn't have certain rules on trees, and somehow this bush that a friend of mine had, they decided was a tree. You know, it was clearly a bush, and so he had to have it removed.
Wow.
Yeah.
At his expense.
Sure.
Yep. And so there's...
He liked it.
There's regulations of all sorts about what can be in your front yard in some cases. I mean, have you ever been into one of those neighborhoods where everybody's house looks exactly the same? Where you feel like you've entered an episode of Pleasantville or something like that, and it's just... It's otherworldly, almost, how identical the properties are. The houses are the exact same model. They're the exact same color. They've got the exact same two bushes out front, styled in the exact same way. Who wants to live in places like these? Do you live in one of these places? One of these planned communities where the plan is no differentiation between any properties? Really? Why do you live there? 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. I mean, it would seem to me that you'd have a tough time finding your house in some instances. If it looked exactly the same as everybody else's.
Well, certainly other people might have some trouble finding your house.
Certainly color restrictions. They don't allow you to paint your house specific shades. You have to get all sorts of construction approved by the neighborhood association. I mean,
some of them aren't like that.
Some, I'm sure, are less restrictive than others. I'm sure you're right about that. I'm talking about the worst of the worst. And I'm sure I barely even touched on it. So I want to hear from you, 800-259-9231. What's the worst restrictions you've ever encountered?
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's free. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are free. We ask, though, that you support the show on a voluntary basis, considering that we give you everything for free by voting for Free Talk Live. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. If you've yet to do it in the month of November, we need you to go and do it now because we're currently ranked at the number two podcast in the world. That's out of over 25,000 podcasts. And it's because of those of you who voted. Now go to vote.freetalklive.com, cast your vote to help us get to number one so we can finish the month at number one. We are within striking distance from the current number one show, and we can absolutely make this happen if you make it happen. At vote.freetalklive.com. Great way to show your support for the show, and doesn't cost you anything more than maybe a minute of your time. Vote.freetalklive.com. Talking about obscure and absurd and outrageous homeowners association rules and regulations, condo associations, neighborhood Nazis, condo Nazis. What are some of the most absurd rules you've ever come across? Let's go to Ray in Washington, listening on KUSA. Hello, Ray.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was calling about, I recently built a new home in a development here in Yakima, Washington, and pretty upscale development. All of them are 300,000 plus, and I also run and own my own landscape company, and it was kind of like what you guys were saying, that they would only allow you two trees and three shrubs or bushes in your front yard, and you had to go with the landscaper that they used. I mean, I own my own company, and they wouldn't even let me landscape my own yard.
What?
But they also had covenants that you cannot have a satellite dish on your roof, that if you had a boat or an RV, that it cannot be parked outside. And, I mean, I don't know, you know, I mean, it's a 15-house development. Nobody has a garage big enough to pull a 30-foot motorhome
inside. That means you have to park
inside.
It somewhere else. That means you have to rent a space somewhere and park
exactly.
It there.
Exactly. And then, like I said, the houses are cookie cutter. I mean, they've got three different plans for you to choose from. And like I was telling the screener there, the only way you can tell your house from, you know, all the other neighbors is if you happen to get inside, get lucky and pick the right house because they, you know, all they are is mirrored houses. Every other one's
There's numbers on them, but that's about it, right? I mean, you can look at the number and make the determination based on that, but that's about it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing. Now, why did you choose to move into a place like this, Jim?
I really didn't know of all the covenants until I'd already did the land deal. When I spoke with the contractor who had sold me it was the last lot in the development, and he had told me that, you know, the plan that I had The land that I purchased, he had had a home design custom for that lot. So I was going to be able to build that house. It was different from all the other ones. And when I got in there, the development, the people there had voted against me. They went around and were signing petitions. And long story short, the guy that I bought the property from, he was the head of the homeowner society there in that development. So he made me the president. So I got to override the rules, and it was already towards the end, so I didn't have to tear my roof off. I had went with a composite, asphalt composite roof, which was, $150 a square. It was a very pretty roof, and they weren't happy because it wasn't a cedar shake. And to me, the cedar shake looked old, and it's a fire hazard.
But, did they make you tear the roof off or not make you tear the roof off?
No, they were trying to get petitions to do it, and I had spoke with the contractor who I had bought the property from, and I told him, this was never brought up when I was purchasing the land and the plans from you. So, like I said, he had just released all of his rights to the development and made me the president. So anything that they had brought in front of me, I could veto it or tell them that I didn't want to go that way.
So are you still the president?
I ended up having to put the rip on. I sold the house. I lived there 3 months. And sold the house because, like I said, from the get-go, the neighbors were signing petitions against me because of my roof. And, because I wanted to have a satellite system because I didn't want the regular cable. And,
Did you move out to an area with a few less restrictions?
Oh, yeah. I just bought 3 acres further out in a neighbor can't even see my front door now, so I don't have to worry about it.
What did you have to do with your lawn maintenance equipment? I mean, that's what you do for a line of work, you said. What did you do with your equipment?
I've got a shop in town.
Right. Okay.
So, that was another thing. They also had somebody to maintain the lawns. Like you said, there's somebody that they want you to, put so much money a month and have some, some 15-16-year-old kids that they were paying to do the work. When I've got, three or four crews that do the exact same thing.
Sure, and you could do it for nothing.
Yeah, the nepotism is probably
really
somebody's kid.
They got on to me about doing my own work, and that's why I said, I'm done. I'm
out of here.
Going to sell
the
place
house,
and
move out, move to somewhere where you actually have some property rights. Hey, Ray, thank you for sharing the story. We appreciate it, and have a great night. 800-259-9231. That's exactly what I was looking for. A real-life story from somebody of these neighborhood Nazis. These condo associations. I have no interest in ever living in any place like this. Now, actually, I just did a quick Google search on this as far as homeowner horror stories, that sort of thing. From Bankrate.com, they point out that as far as homeowners associations go, to some people, it's Shangri-La, heaven, paradise. To others, it's sheer hell, Hades, or purgatory. Depending on your perspective, your homeowners association is either the best of all worlds or the worst. And so here are some examples. And in my opinion, it's the worst. I can't imagine. And I still want to hear from somebody that lives in one of these neighborhoods. Somebody who's essentially was the neighbor of Ray. One of those people. One of the types of people that's signing petitions against your neighbor because he's got too many trees or bushes in his front yard. Well, don't you have television to watch or radio to listen to or an internet to surf on or a book to read? Do you really have to spend all your time caring about what your neighbors do? My gosh, you are just pathetic.
I think there's a middle road to be struck here, and I've got to disagree with you on this one. I have lived next to some people who, it was amazing to me. They had junk cars. This is a regular city lot. It might be 80 feet wide. It might be 80 feet long, deep. They had junk cars, four of them, sitting in their driveway. Their house was falling apart. At times they didn't have electricity.
Is this a deed restricted?
Hold on a second. Wait a second. They had blown up their plumbing somehow. And they didn't have plumbing for 6 months.
Was it a deed restricted neighborhood?
No.
Well, it's none of your business.
It's absolutely some of my business. You don't think that having rusting hulks of cars and people camping out, yeah, that's the risks I take.
That's right.
And that's why I say there's a middle ground to be struck here, and they can put together homeowners associations where, everybody has to vote on a new rule. They put in place rules.
Oh, great, so majority rule, whoop-de-doo.
Everybody has to vote on it.
100%?
Could happen. I mean,
I suppose. But I mean,
you know how impossible it would be to get a homeowners association to add a new rule if you got everybody's vote.
Yeah,
but
it
you could very well add a new rule,
which is why I don't believe that there would be a homeowners association like that out there. Because these power mongers.
That's why I'm saying that there should be a middle ground here. Because you can really get stuck with some crappy neighbors who draw down your property value and make your life miserable when you don't have rules.
I totally understand what you're saying. But I don't see any homeowners association having a 100% voting requirement. I mean, the types of people that are attracted to being on these boards are not going to want that that sort of control. Or that control over their decision-making process. They want to be able to make new rules as they see fit,
but
they can enforce them on you.
You saw the developer put together this homeowners association, and developers can put together better homeowners associations in the future. I mean, as mistakes are made, people learn from these things. This situation in Golden, Colorado, where these people can't smoke in their home because they changed the rules after they bought the condo, that kind of stuff, that needs to be stopped.
Well, how about this one, where Donner Pass, California, a very snowy area, a development has rules you can't drive over the snow or clear it from around your house to preserve the rural appearance and provide zones for snowmobiles. Now, a woman resident with a back injury wasn't able to walk the half a mile to her house, so she drove over the snow. The association fined her up to $500 a day.
Wow.
She faces more than $50,000 in fines now and has been fighting her HOA in court for 3 years. The case is unresolved. Sometimes, and if you can find an example, Mark, of this, I guess, reasonable homeowners association, and maybe they are out there. It's just that it seems to me that it attracts an unreasonable group of people whose sole purpose in life it is to make the people living in that neighborhood, their lives a living hell. Like this guy. Sometimes a poor homeowner feels the wrath of the HOA even when he tries to succumb to the obscure rules and regulations. The nightmare for one Florida resident started only after he admitted that he made a mistake and informed the Homeowners Association he was going to rectify it immediately. It seems this hapless soul painted his house a bright blue after believing an HOA secretary who said prior approval by the association was merely a formality. When he learned of his misdeed, he quickly agreed that he would switch to a sanctioned shade. That's what made the subsequent assault by the Homeowners Association so bizarre. I'll tell you what happened coming up in hour number two. And take your calls about anything. People holding very patiently, we will get to you. This is your show. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control. Hour two's coming up. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
According to a...